As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froffies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hours Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Sunday session time again, Fat, and this week we're all about remembering.
Spot on, Jim. Hard word to say that, remembering. But I look back and remember a fantastic game I played for Assumption College Kilmore.
Yeah, we also remember all the stupid things you've said on the Idiot File.
And our Hump Day quiz. It's a beauty this week.
But next, Andy Lee came in to tell us about the Remembering Project. And to remember Carlton's 1995 Premiership win. Sucked in, Fat.
Cheating bastard.
Our next guest is one half of the Hamish and Andy podcast.
We're not sure if you've heard of them,
but they have a new book coming out called Power Moves.
When you're the supermarket, instead of asking someone taller than you to get something off the top shelf, ask someone smaller than you to get something off the bottom shelf.
So in honour of Power Moves, he's here to talk about Carlton's 1995 Premiership win over the Cats.
I'll get stuffed.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
Oh, yes, they cheated. 1995, of course. Shut up, Andy. Comedian, musician, children's writer, also 2006 Clio's Bachelor of the Year. Logie winner. He's done it all. Great to have him on board. We love him on the Rush Hour. And he is a third of the Hamish and Andy great combination. Welcome, Andy.
How come a third?
A third.
Well, Hamish is two thirds.
That is a clip off the top.
Well, I thought you were counting the end as offering a third.
That is a possibility.
Who do you reckon's better known worldwide? You or Hame?
Oh, great question. Me. Obviously my kids' books, and I get a Times Tables kids' book as well. So that's obviously huge, flying off the shelves worldwide. Bestseller in Iceland. No, look, I would say, Hame was recently in Ralph Wrecks the Internet, the new Wreck-It Ralph film, as an animated voice. So he'd obviously have to be taking the cake there. International stardom. They don't credit him, I don't think.
And nor should they. Mate, the books have come out, as you said, just gone into the US. I've just written my first children's books. Thanks for the congratulations. How do I get it into the US? What's the secret?
It has to be good for one, Daisy.
Okay, so there's
you've got a couple of books going at the moment. It's actually stupid planning. Hamish and I have a Power Moves book, as you heard at the top, which is... Basically, everyone's been submitting power moves, the way to get a social advantage in social situations. So, for instance, if your mate's driving a car and you're in the back seat, just tell him the child locks on and he'll get out and open the door for you like he's a personal chauffeur. Just little things in life that give you the upper hand.
I am a listener of the podcast, and it gets me thinking sometimes. I often try the power move. I'm not sure if it's been on your podcast, but anytime Mum rings, I'll say, hang on, I'm only on 3%, so if I drop out, and then if her story's crap, I'll just hang up on her.
Yes, it's included in the book.
Yeah.
That's a ripper. But that one and then the Remembering Project, a separate podcast that Hamish and I have launched this week, is what I wanted to jump on and talk to you guys about.
All right, mate. So run us through it. The Remembering Project, what is it? Give us a brief explanation to anyone who should be listening and why they want to listen in.
Well, it's pretty much a nod to our producers over the years, to be honest. You've got Jill there, who's just a superstar. We found out that our producers had put a run sheet and kept the run sheets for every single show we've done. And whatever we talked about, they would write a single line, written line, as to what we talked about. Now, that normally made a lot of sense to them at the time. When you look at a show from 2006 now and you see the sentence, it's like, I wonder what the hell we're talking about there. So Hame and I thought, as an exercise, could we assign each other random dates, say June 12, see how many shows we did over that period. We might have done one in 2006, 2007, 2009, 2012. Look at the run sheets. And pick one break and try to remember it. And whether that's Vince Colosimo coming on to talk about Wog Boy 2 and the huge success that was going to be, or whether or whether it's just, I saw one that just said Hamish's new girlfriend has a cat. And I thought that was interesting because that cat's now in Hamish's family. That girlfriend's now his wife and the mother of his two kids. So we kind of try to reminisce about what do you think Hamish would have been talking about back in there. He would have been on his best behaviour because he was batting well out of his league.
Yes.
And we kind of recall the time and then listen back to it.
Well, 2006 is obviously a very long time ago. Hard to remember what was happening back then. I think there was some significant stuff going on in your own life, potentially Clio Bachelor of the Year.
Yes, we haven't got to that yet. Unfortunately, it's random dates. Otherwise, that would have been F1, break one for me to start, recall the glory days.
Well, you obviously have to do some press for that sort of stuff. So whilst we're on the topic of remembering, I thought I might just ask you a couple of questions from your great interview in that 2006 magazine.
Oh, no. I think I was the only person in the whole photo shoot to leave his top on, which is a worry. And also, the fact that I won doesn't say much about the rigs that I was up against back in the day.
Well, they've only asked you three questions, so not a whole lot to remember. So see how you go. The first one, the last time you went to a fancy dress party, what did you go as?
Oh, jeepers. I would have made it up back then. I don't know.
Well, it sounds pretty made up, but have a think.
I have no idea what my response would have been.
Brandon Walsh from Beverly Hills 90210. Unfortunately, no one else went fancy dress.
Yeah, well, it's not that big a fancy dress, though, Brandon Walsh, is it?
I mean, I don't even know what it is.
He's putting on a denim jacket. The original night, he would have put...
902, Jason
Priestley, the original 90210.
Now, this second question, probably more in your wheelhouse, maybe one you will remember. How much cleavage is too much?
Ooh.
Oh, there's never enough. Hopefully that right.
Close. Bare naked is too much, only just. I think it's a case-by-case sort of thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Andy, come on, mate. You live in a cave.
And the last... coming from you, fat. Wowee. The last time someone saw you naked.
Ooh. Oh. Probably at a medical exam, I'd imagine. Hamish and I had to have them from time to time before our big trips. What do I write?
Yeah, no, pretty close. The doctor, but you put an asterisk, not in a fun role play way either.
Oh, still funny back then. Hey, now the podcast, where do we get that? Podcast One?
Yeah, you can, the Podcast One app or just wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google or Android, all of those, you'll be able to find it anywhere. It should be on Spotify as well.
The Power Moves book in all good bookstores.
Nope, just online, hamishandy.com. I don't think there's many left.
Remembering project. Hard word to say, remembering.
Yeah, you'd have to change the name if you were involved in it, Bill.
Thanks, Andy. Good on you.
Good on you, mate.
You're legends. Thanks, guys. Love listening.
See you.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Who have we decided on, please, for today's Hump Day Quiz?
Well, we're going with two boys from Ballarat, Jim, and two Hawthorn supporters, if you don't mind.
Do they know each other?
Well, let's ask them. Okay. Here's Sam. G'day, Sam.
Bill, Jim, how you going?
Samuel, who's he playing against?
He's playing against Matty. G'day, Matty.
G'day, Bins. How are you?
Bins as well. You're a Hawthorn supporter, and you're from Ballarat also.
Yep, Hawthorn supporter from Ballarat North, I'm located.
Do you know Sam, Matty?
I don't, but I'm sure we'll find our way to.
Now, you sound like young and quite sort of with it together young men, you two. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, we try our best.
All right, what the hell are you doing living in Ballarat? No, being serious.
It's a good day in Ballarat.
Oh, mate, it'd be the only one you get for the year.
So, all right, boys, you know how it works. You get five questions. Whoever answers three. Whoever answers three will be our winner. This microphone's playing up on the Zoom.
Must be the microphone, yeah. No, that'll be it.
It's a Zoom connection.
Sammy, scream out your name and Matty as soon as you know the answer.
Now, Sam and Matt, before Brisbane, which AFL team did Charlie Cameron play for?
Matt. Sam. Adelaide.
Adelaide, one zip, Matty.
Wow. This is an audio question, boys. Who is this?
Is that a podium, boys? Is that a
Sam.
Podium?
Sammy.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Ricciardo.
Geez, these boys are on.
A little bomb he dropped out too, old Daniel.
Who kicked five goals in last week's Geelong Collingwood semi-final?
Matt. Oh, who was that, Matty or Sam? I think it was Sam.
Tom Hawkins?
No.
No. Oh. Patrick Matt. Dangerfield?
No.
No.
Oh. Collingwood.
Yeah. Oh, a little trick question you're throwing in there, Fat.
Oh, look Fat. At him.
Look at old Fat. Old humility's brownless. Oh. You are a tool.
No, and Sam and Matt are very good, Jim, and I got them. I
sharp.
Love it.
Righto.
And number four. Now, this is a tough one, so I'd wait. Who kicked this goal for Richmond over the weekend?
Courage needed. They got it too, but at the back, twisting and turning, gets good connection. If it bounces the right way, it's going through.
Mm, tough.
Matt?
Yes, Matty? Matt?
We'll go Daniel Rioli.
No.
No, but close.
Sam?
Shy Bolton.
Yes. Oh! Hey! Geez, Matty?
Yeah,
unbelievably good bit of commentary there, wasn't it? You got a little firm listening to that, didn't you?
Yeah, nothing short of the King of Kings.
That's it, Matty.
His voice almost Matty. Gave out at the end of it.
I know. I got too excited.
Sam,
2-1. Yes,
2-1.
Matty won.
Now here we go, boys. Who won? Wait for it. The 2020 Best and Fairest for St Kilda, Melbourne, nah. And
Yes. Oh. No, well, you got to finish
it
now.
Third. All right.
St Kilda, Melbourne, and
Daniel Butler?
No.
Ugh.
Sam.
No. Sam.
I'll finish the question if you like, Sam. Who won the 2020 Best and Fairest for St Kilda, Melbourne and Essendon?
Jack Steele.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan Ridley. Essendon.
Yes.
I'll give you that. And Melbourne.
Clayton Oliver.
No. Oliver finished fifth.
All right, so Bill, we've got to an interesting place because this is where you normally fiddle with the rules. Even though Sam should win, what are you going to do?
A two-point question. Actually, it's a three-pointer, all right? And we're going to a different game.
All right.
3 points to answer this question. The Wallabies played the All Blacks. Who won last Sunday?
Sam.
Yes, Sammy.
It was a draw.
Ah,
he's good.
Well done, Sammy.
He's good.
Very good.
A worthy winner, Samuel. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much, boys.
Actually, bloody good quiz. He's clearly got bugger all to do up there in Ballarat, you two. So you just become trivia nuffies. Enjoy the nice weather in Ballarat.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. See what happens, Jim, when I get good contestants.
But it raises your standard.
Your
own performance. Yeah.
They rise. We all rise. Sunrise.
Keep going. What other rise words do you know?
Bye-byes.
Oh, no. This is the problem. He shouldn't broadcast in October, Bins.
Just looking across here at the high rise.
He gets on a roll and then he stops.
He didn't
just flatlines.
And he's then saying he's sitting in Geelong looking at a high rise, of which there aren't any.
Why do you sound surprised?
Billy and Joey, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Thank you. Good, Rabsy. I was going through the house, Joey, at home because I'm selling up. I'm moving house. So I was going through an old box of VHSs and Beta. Did you ever have the VHS and the Beta machines?
No, I don't know about Beta. I had the VHS, but what's a Beta machine?
Beta's the one before the VHS.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Still got a few videos tucked away, do you, Bill?
I have.
What sort of videos?
A couple ones labelled... just football, when I don't know if it was actually football, to be honest. Debbie Does was one of them.
Come on.
Yes, but anyway, I did find one, and I still got a VHS, believe it or not, so I put it on, and you wouldn't believe what popped up, but this.
McCormick races through, puts the ball long, down, hoping for Brownless. Brownless over the top, takes the mark, and Bill Brownless, who has kicked 2 goals, 3 to date tonight, having to put some sort of respectability into the score. Making no mistake, Brownless brings up goal number 3 personally, and we see Assumption get a 9-goal 660 with Marcelin College on 18-5-113.
Oh, Bill, an old school tape. Assumption v Marcelin.
Out at Waverley, that was Bob Skilton.
I was going to ask, that voice was very familiar. Bobby Skilton.
The great Bobby Skilton was commentating all the Herald Shield games. And you, of course, went to Marcelin,
Joey. I was a Marcelin boy. That's why it didn't surprise me. We won by about, what did it say, 70 points or something. Easy. It sounded like the score that day. And you only kicked 3, Bill, playing school footy.
Well, 3-3, and I would have given away about 6 or 7. But year, we had a pretty good year. That's back in 1984. That's 16. That's 36 years ago.
Was Gavin Brown or Stephen Silvani playing then?
Stephen Silvani, and I played on a bloke every time called Bonza, who used to punch the crap out of me. That's why I maybe only kicked a goal. But they were the good old days, my friend, where we used to, about 8 buses would come from Assumption, Kilmore, and they'd all sit on the wing and they'd all have their blue blazers on and they'd cheer for the Assumption boys. It was fantastic days back then.
It was. I've still got great memories from school. We were the first time ever they had the AGS grand final, because before that, Bill was just the team that finished
on top.
In 2001, it was the first time ever it was a grand final. It was Marsland v Assumption, the two schools that dominated, and they let the whole school out to watch Marsland play at the ground. So did you think we thought we were kingpins at year 12 at school, strutting around playing in a grand final? So
who won that?
Yeah, Marsland. We won back-to-back premierships in 2000 and 2001.
Well done. So we like to just look back, and when I used to have hair and skinny.
I did see a photo of you in that. I saw it on socials. You look like Oscar. You actually do look like Oscar.
Well, he's a bit shorter,
and probably quicker.
I used to do some of my best work too back then.
I'll tell you what we're doing now, and we've had to cut this back. Maddie on the run has done a beautiful job of chopping back the idiot file. This is where Bill stuffs things up, and we put them all together, and you laugh. Is that it?
Anyway, that's it.
That's it.
the NBA, Jim. What about that today?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you. mate, the Heat defeated whoever they played, right?
I'm still trying to get over that throw to the audio. That's as clunky and horrible a throw as I've ever heard.
I'll have a chat to Raz because he's tried to add his own bit when he's not a producer. He's just a button puller or pusher even. Why? He said, the doctor said, because I'm trying to examine you. Jim,
what the doctor's trying to examine you.
Doctor's trying to examine him and his buddy.
He's got to go again because it's a good punchline.
No, he doesn't go again. That's it.
He's a New Zealand native, Jim.
Right.
And I'm going to have a go at his name because I reckon I can say it. It's a long, interesting name, but this is how you pronounce it, Jim.
Yes.
Modi-o-ho-ho-li-a-fa.
And special host today, Joey Montagna.
Thank you, Joe. Great having you on board.
Inboard. How you going?
My head tells me that the Lakers, but my heart wants Miami so bad.
Ooh, Jimmy Buckets. I think he's the man. I like to just keep an eye on one of them, and Jimmy Buckets is my man.
That's your guy? You followed him through college?
Through college, through Nostradam and all that. Now he's...
Nostradam? Is he a Disney character?
Hey, speaking of footy, which we weren't, Yeppoon. Do you know where Yeppoon is, Jim?
No idea.
They're central Queensland, right. And they are the Yeppoon Swans. They are chasing tomorrow, or Friday, even Saturday. Oh. Saturday.
I'll just keep rolling.
Yep.
Jim, footy, I'm going to a wild card, right?
Oh, no.
That's on
good,
you.
Good.
NBA final. Tell us what happened in game 3, please, Joey.
Oh, yeah. Big upset today. Everyone thought the Lakers would just sweep the Miami Heat, but Jimmy Buckets, I know your man, Bill, you're a big fan of Jimmy Butler.
Mate, I just saw one off the window is just unbelievable. He just went back off the window straight in.
The glass?
Yeah.
Yeah, off the glass. The window. But one of the great finals games, Joey, a triple-double?
Triple-double?
And Bill jumped on a Cedar and went straight past throw into his opener then.
I did too. Sorry about that, Cedar. A very, very good sponsor. Is that your fault, Joey? Joey, you're supposed to jump in.
It's your fault, apparently.
Yes, my fault.
Fair dinkum, Jim. You try to soar with eagles and you can't swing a cat. Lucky. Just on the cats, I'm hearing Jeremy Cameron, Jim.
We weren't really on the cats, but... Jerry Cameron, yes. Jerry me, Cameron.
And in the women's, 19-year-old Iga Swiatek She won. Who? She won 6-4, 6-1, Joey.
Who
she
was
won
it?
6-4, 6. Eager.
I haven't heard
and
of
she. And well done to Dylan Alcock, who's won again. He's won the French Open.
Alcott.
He's won 11.
Alcott. It's a double T. Alcott.
It's Alcott.
Yes.
Yes. Get right. It right. What'd you make of the NRL there?
Good win by the Raiders.
You rattled.
That's rattled him, Dylan Alcott.
Oh, Jim, plenty going on at Collingwood, my friend. Don't worry about that. You hear that?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I was just having a look if we had a sponsor. I wasn't sure.
Read the rundown, Bill.
What are you doing?
So, all right, boys, you know how it works. You get 5 questions. Whoever answers 3. Whoever answers
what
3.
Was that?
Hey, Richmond St Kilda, the second semi final, which will be played first. Mm-hmm. The teams will be out in 20 or 30 minutes, Jim.
Yes.
So, they'll look at Todd Marshall, obviously, who's not even playing for them. But the Tigers.
Oh, no. Who plays support Adelaide?
That's in a whole different game. Fat. Oh, bins. Oh, October bins.
Oh, well, I've got to do everything.
Oh, do you? Is that the problem?
Yeah.
So you're trying to get Jeremy Cameron to come to your footy club. The best way to do that is to call him Jerry. Jerry Cameron.
Well, he likes his mates call him Jerry.
Do they?
Yeah. Dartmoor.
Yeah, that's it.
And no, I've been up and down, Jim.
Up and down.
I blame it on the Zoom because that sometimes makes me sound bad.
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah,
it just gets the words to come out wrong. Mm. Anyway.
I blame it on the pub.
Yep.
And my brain.
Yep. I think the middle one's probably got the most to do with it.
Now, Daisy, you've gone from footballer to media, Triple M this year. You're done for the year. How have you enjoyed it?
Mate, I've had an absolute ball. Probably potentially, it's almost better than playing. You get to come in. You don't have to worry about the 2.5 hours before the game. There's no nerves involved unless your team's in there, but... Still, I've got 2 teams to pick from, so I can't lose most weeks. But no, I had a ball and did a lot of work with Rabsy. He produced a lot of our games. We had the great Barry Dennard, Lee Montagna, and Bernie Vince as well for a lot of them. So we had a nice little crew going there on a Thursday and Saturday night. A little bit of work with Tim Solly. So the younger brigade, Bill, we're a bit more sociable than you old blokes who come in. I got to do your show on Saturday, which was a huge thrill. But I've had an absolute ball, mate.
You brought your premiership medal along too, like Kevin Murray you think you are nowadays. Have you said anything this year, which I dare say you have, Daisy, that has got you in trouble or a player from another side has heard and taken umbrage with?
No, I've been pretty good, Fat. I tried to come in this year with a sort of a mantra of not teeing off on too many players. Just out of the game, I know how hard it is. You can quickly forget it sitting this side of the fence because it becomes a pretty easy game. I went hard on Jack Riewoldt one game, said he carried on a little bit too much, and then tried to retract it live on air, and the boys just absolutely piled in. You can't say that. You got to stand by it. So I think I was pretty good. I never got a call from the bosses saying I'd stuffed completely up, unlike you telling stories about poop, but we'll move on from that.
So,
to answer your question, in my 1 year of radio, I've already clocked it easier than you have in 40-odd. So lift your game, fat.
Well, that's in your eyes.
No.
Well done. You had a good year, actually. It's good having the ex-footballers in, you and Joey, and you just know what's going on. And you do become a little team. As you said, your Friday night team or whatever, you do become – it's a bit like footy, isn't it?
It is, and that's what we all sort of crave. That's the one thing you miss the most when you walk out of the footy club is that sort of team environment. So to have the little team, to have the mateships and still be able to talking about footy, that's the main thing that we love the most. So I've had an absolute ball, and hopefully I get a call back to come back next year.
Yeah. What are you going to do now? You're on a break. Can't do much.
Well, I can't. I'm waiting for golf to open up so I can get my handicap into single figures. And I'm starting a health kick too, Fat, so...
So you should.
Yeah, well,
you're blowing up.
I have blown
up. Fat as a fool.
ISO wasn't great to me, so I'm going to get back on the treadmill.
Triple M have loved having you, Daze. You've been very good this year. And up there with the NAB Rising Star, we have those votes later on when we have a frothy. Good on you, mate.
The Brownlow that you and I know about, you, of course, as a player and myself when I was there as the chairman of a footy club, but I remember the first one I ever went to.
Yep.
And I was actually on Triple M's table many, many years ago with Godfather of Rock, Lee Simon, Lethal Lee Simon.
Yes.
And I don't know who else was there. Anyway, so it was my first time going to it. I wasn't aware of how things worked. And I wasn't aware, Fat, that you get locked in the room.
Yes. So once, during the ad breaks.
That's it. Once the if you're not ready to go out straight away to have a number one, because you would have got your number two sorted out earlier, but number one. So you're thinking to yourself, right, I need a number
Rover.
One. They don't let you out. And if you get out, you've got to be ready to come back in at the right amount of time. Otherwise, they won't let you back in.
Spot on.
And you break the seal.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. Oh, so I'm sitting at the in the Palladium there at Crown, and I've got through a couple of segments. And I'm thinking to myself, geez, I need one. I do. Anyway, so I got over there to leave, unaware of what we're talking about, Fat, and the bloke wouldn't let me out. He said, no, mate, you're not going anywhere. I said, well, I really need to go to the toilet. He said, I'm not letting you out.
And so you said, don't you know who
no,
I am?
No, I did not. I stood there next to the door because at this stage, I really badly needed one. So I stood next to the door for the whole of the third segment thinking, right, as soon as the door opens, bang. I am hitting the rockets and getting to the toilet. Third segment finishes. Guy opens the door, and I had to bolt past about 100 people trying to get back into the room, but I squeezed past them, screamed into the toilets, and now the toilets at Crown Fat Palladium, you go into the toilet area, and then what they are separate, aren't they, weeing cubicles, if you like.
Little walls.
So it's not like back in the day when you said the great big trough. There was not like that. You get one cubicle to each little one. Anyway.
Oh, those lollies are nice.
Oh, so I get in there, Fat, and by this stage I badly needed to go. So as I wasn't even aware of anyone coming in behind
me. I know what you're going to say.
Fat, I got in there, and you know the release of that first sort of second or two.
It's nearly the best feeling in the world.
So I'm thinking, God, but thank God for that. So, I had a fair, a reasonable stream going. Anyway, and I've got my tuxedo on. I'm at the Brownlow. I'm the first ever Brownlow. And anyway, as I'm midstream and mid-release, just a little Bill. Out the
popped
back.
Out. Just popped out.
It came out, Bill. I didn't mean it to. It came out. And then it occurred to me that I had someone behind me waiting for my cubicle. So I looked around and literally, not like only about half a metre behind me.
Oh, Jim, I know.
The great Paul Couch.
Yes.
Bill, couch I farted on him.
Couch.
I farted on Couchy.
Oh, Jim.
And at this stage, I'm not saying I'm a senior now, but I was a real junior burger in those days. He had no idea who I was. Anyway, of course I knew who he was.
Yeah.
So as I've turned around and I'm zipping up my fly, I said, Couchy, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, he was like, no worries. And we're back into the room and had finished off the night. But what happened was I then got to know Couchy, obviously, when I'd been in Melbourne for longer and through people like yourself. And I found out, God rest his soul, of course, the great man. But so I found out how good a bloke he was. Every time from that moment on I ran into him, didn't matter where it was, he'd say,
he would have brought it up.
Any danger if you're not farting on me? And I was as embarrassed every time he said it as I was. I'd say, Couchy, I'm so sorry about that. I didn't mean it. Mate, I'm only joking.
Oh, mate. Of course, he won a Brownlow.
He did. Bloody oath. That's why he was there every year.
Yeah. Mate. And a superstar bloke, and he wouldn't have cared, but he would have. It wouldn't have mattered if you're at church. He would have brought it up.
He went every time I saw him.
Exactly.
Jim, any danger that you might not fart him? Thanks, Couchy. I'm so sorry about that.
Great memories. Oh, my best memory, Jim, was 1990, of course. I didn't get invited when I nearly won it.
No, you didn't. You're a long way back.
Tony Liberatore won it with 18 votes. Graham Wright on 17, Silvani 16, and I voted. I got 12 or 14 votes, Jim.
It would have been 12. If you're putting 12 or 14, it'd be 12.
12 or 16 votes I got, Jim.
So you're miles back.
And I was on Hamilton Island doing some of the best work.
Were you?
I remember singing Red, Red Wine to a couple of Russian girls around there.
Oh, my God. Listen to you.
Red. Every time I hear it now, Red,
so,
Red Wine.
Rabbits, do you know how many you got?
I do.
How many?
15.
No, you got 12.
12.
And where'd you say you finished?
About fourth. Did I? Libba won it with 18.
Where did you finish?
11th.
11th! Oh, no.
And not even John 11th.
He finished 11th.
Oh, something's happened.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
It was mine and my wife's 20. Oh, Lee Davies rang me. Hang on.
Oh, no. He's taking a phone call during the show.
Radiocraft, Bins.
We'll get rid of that.
Come
it
on,
was
Bins.
Mine and my wife's 25th wedding anniversary the other day, Jim.
Yes.
And she said to me, "Do you know I wore this on our first date and it still fits me?"
Oh.
I said, "It's a scarf, doll."
Oh, no.
Oh, she's wearing a scarf.
Jeez. Jeez, how disappointing is that? You don't do the show for a week. You come back. You're sort of half excited about doing it again. And then Bill lays that crap out.
Jim, it was a scarf.
You can't polish that brown thing fat.
Yes, I can. It's a diamond.
Oh, my God.
Very good. Well done, Anthony William. You've been good this week.
Woo! No, you haven't.
Shut up, rabbit. You got stung by 15 bees.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good!
Triple M.